Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody is having a good day. It is pretty pleasant out there right now. 65 degrees. Checking out toward the west. The weather is it's kind of popping up to the west of us a little bit, and we'll get to that here in just a little bit. But we do have Jeannie Haynes in from the Natural Food Center, just a few blocks down the road from us. Good morning, Jeannie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Kyle.
Well, of course, a couple weeks I did come in, and because you were talking about magnesium, those chews, which I've been taking those every day, and they're delicious as well. So that I get a little bit of that sweetness, but at the same time, I know it's doing me good. And also been taking the tart cherry extract, which is helping out a lot as well.
Good.
And of course my back's been bothering me, so that one I have to go to the muscle relaxers for that one when that happens.
Yeah, I can't do anything about those pinched nerves.
They're pretty sore. But you do have a great item we're talking about today. You told it to me before we came on air, and it's probably going to be a favorite one of mine, and it is vitamin C.
Yep. So one thing to note about vitamin C is it's for every cell in your body. So it's necessary for growth, development, and repair of all body tissues. So, that makes sense that it's considered an essential in our healing properties. So it's involved in a whole lot of different body functions, including the formation of collagen, absorption of iron, your immune system, of course, is what everybody knows it for primarily. But it also helps with wound healing, the maintenance of cartilage, bones, and your teeth. So, just to touch base on a few of those things, like the cardiovascular health, vitamin C can widen your blood vessels, and this could help protect you against heart disease, hypertension, and high blood pressure. And as far as cholesterol goes, those were found to be lower in individuals with adequate levels of vitamin C. And here's one I learned, which is new to me. Vitamin C may help with your cataracts. It can lower the risk of cataracts as well as age-related macular degeneration, which I'm seeing a lot more customers come in concerned about the macular degeneration and looking for supplements to support that. And those diabetics out there, you may be less likely to experience deterioration of your kidneys, your eyes, and nerves if you eat plenty of fruit and vegetables that are rich in vitamin C. And of course, being a diabetic, I don't know the exact limits of what vegetables and fruits basically that you can have. So supplementation might be an ideal thing for you. So another thing that vitamin C does, it supports your metabolism. So, if you're trying to lose weight, be sure and come in and make sure you're getting your vitamin C that you need. And one of the things, too, I know that everybody, considers vitamin C associated with having a cold. Mm. So, while vitamin C can't actually cure a cold, it can help you prevent more serious respiratory complications that go along with that cold and even the flu. So, and in my personal experience, I think it helps to reduce the severity of the symptoms. And when I feel like I'm getting a sinus infection, man, I grab that vitamin C and I take it, and I take like 4 doses a day. Mm-hmm. Because if I don't catch that sinus infection and head it off at the start, then I end up with vertigo.
That's a good thing to cut it off at the pass then. That's pretty serious, getting all the way up to vertigo. So I don't think I've ever had it, but I've heard it's not pleasant. So
no, that's probably, I'd say of all the things I've had, and being a childhood cancer survivor, the vertigo was almost probably the most humbling thing I've ever fought, because I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, well, can you kind of explain, for maybe some people who never had vertigo, can you kind of explain what it is?
Well, some people kind of think that vertigo is just being dizzy, but there's a misconception in that. There's a lot different, a lot of difference between being dizzy and vertigo. Vertigo, actually, it's like your eyes are spinning. You can't stop and focus on anything. And in my experience, when I had the vertigo, even for like quite a while afterwards, they refer to it as your eyes bounce. Like, I would lay down on my back, and if I turned my head to my left, then my eyes would bounce. And so there again, it's kind of that circular spinning motion where you can't make your eyes stop and focus.
Mm.
And so it's just humbling.
Very humbling. That is humbling, because basically you lay down, you can't do much. You just want to just stay completely still.
Exactly. So. It was not an experience I want to go through full-fledged again.
Absolutely. Keep that vitamin C going.
And like we're going back to metabolism, the vitamin C supports the formation of L-carnitine, which is an amino acid involved in producing energy from fatty acids. So this is kind of, you know, a lot of people are doing that keto diet right now. And so the keto focuses on a higher fat and trying to obtain your energy from the fats rather than your carbohydrates. So that's really important, I think, involved with your keto diet to maintain that vitamin C level. And let's see. And like vitamin C is also like a great antioxidant defense. Helps protect your cells from free radical damage. The accumulation of free radicals called oxidative stress is linked to several chronic conditions. And if you want healthy skin, A, vitamin C is your key.
There you go. Keeps that skin nice and smooth.
It actively transports to your skin as part of the natural defense system.
Nice.
Strengthens the cell walls and encourages wound healing. So, you know, it's like, again, it comes in good healing properties for diabetics because they often end up with some sores that are difficult to heal. And so make sure you're getting your right amount of vitamin C.
My dad and mom are both diabetic, and which I'll probably end up getting it. I'm probably predisposed to it at some point. But they have like bruises along their arms and stuff, yep. And they have no idea where they come from.
Right.
In fact, my dad said he got one time, and all he did was just kind of bump up against the refrigerator. It wasn't even that hard. And then like a couple hours later, there was just a big bruise there. And it just, he doesn't, and he understands it's coming from being diabetic. I was like, take some vitamin C tablets or something. Drink more orange juice. It'll help. So
There you go. Another thing that vitamin C does, actually, it helps with iron absorption. So iron, you know, it's important. You can get too much, but even if you're taking iron, you may not be absorbing as much of it as you think. And so that's going to be an important thing. Respiration. We touched on this with the cold, and it can help you. It's just like prevent the serious respiratory complications. Cognitive support. I need this one. I always tell everybody, after being a childhood cancer survivor and KU Med Center, I had 2,400 rads of radiation directed to my brainstem, and I tell everybody if I say something weird or do something, it's like, KU Med Center fried my brain. That's my reason. I'm sticking to it. So
then that's why you keep the vitamin C going.
See, vitamin C plays a role in the biosynthesis of certain neurotransmitters, and some studies have shown that high vitamin C intake can support healthy memory functions in seniors. So and I'm getting closer to that point all the time.
I feel like Marty at that point. The way my body's just falling apart right now, I got to feel I'm at that point already.
Hey, like I said, you know, I had just turned 9 when I was diagnosed, and so I tell everybody, age has nothing to do with it.
True, very true.
And so, like, some good ways to get your vitamin C, of course, is everybody thinks orange.
Mm-hmm.
So fresh oranges, all your citrus fruits are high in vitamin C content. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, cantaloupe.
Mm, I love blueberries.
Cantaloupe,
so good.
And cantaloupe's going to be coming in season. You know, we might start seeing some, maybe not in June, but first part of July. Papayas, kiwi, mango, black currant, guava. green and red peppers, broccoli. You got your tomatoes, and your white and sweet potatoes both have vitamin C in it. Cauliflower, you got your dark leafy greens, Brussels sprouts, which, by the way, you know, they're not as horrible as everybody says.
Right.
You know, if you roast them or saute them in some good there butter and sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese.
They taste a lot better then.
Yeah. And winter squash.
Well, see, and I'd never tried, like, blueberries until, like, a year ago, and now I'm just like, where have these been all my life? Why did I not eat these earlier? Because these are delicious. So I love me some blueberries now. So you said those are good for vitamin C, and the obvious one I think everybody knows is oranges, obviously, and, yep. And orange juice. Even though orange juice is kind of sweetened with a lot of sugar, but it still does have that source of vitamin C in there, though, for you.
You know, and... You know, the thing of it is, if you've never tasted or you've never drank fresh juiced orange juice, it's amazing.
Oh, man. Sounds like it.
You know, that's just it. It's like I juice on occasion, you know, that kind of stuff. And just even just drinking that fresh orange juice is just amazing.
And it hits the spot, too. So.
Just, it does. It does. It does. And another thing to note, like on your foods and stuff, vitamin C in food is reduced by long storage and destroyed by heat. So, you know, it's better to do it as fresh as you can get it. And I know sometimes around here that can be kind of difficult. But, you know, just instead of stocking up for maybe a whole 2 or 3 weeks, just get what you need for a few days. And then, you know, if you can make those runs to the store. And then per my nutritionalist, you know, you can look at supplements and you can look at foods, and they've got all the RDA requirements and the percentage of what you're getting. Yeah, you know, that's a kind of a good idea on some things, but she recommends 2 grams or 2000 milligrams per day for adults. So it's one of those things where it surprises a lot of people when they come in and they're like, well, how much should I take? And I'm like, 2 grams a day, you know, and split doses, because I think that does a whole lot better for you.
Spread it out over the day instead of just one big, taking one big at the, say the start of the day or something like that. Yeah. Spread it out over the day, because that way it'll be better for your body.
Yeah, it's like I take mine and I encourage everyone to take like morning and night, just so that it's split and it's divided, and it kind of can interfere a little bit if you're taking vitamin Bs. Which are good for stress, but they're good for a lot of things too. We'll touch on that in another show. And so, but yeah, anyway, you know, it's like, that's just it. It's like the, you know, vitamin C too is good for like histamine, and that's kind of with your seasonal allergies.
Oh my goodness, man. There's like some days I'll just be sitting in home and just, and it's not good with this back right now. I'll just start sneezing because, you know, we're starting to get that in the air, where I'm allergic to stuff. It's not as bad up here as it was when I lived down in southeastern Oklahoma. Wow. Man, sneeze fits all the time when I was down there. it's completely different up here, but man, you get those sneeze attacks and you're just like, it gives you a headache and that. So, vitamin C is good for that too. So.
Yep. Actually, a study found that lower levels of histamine in people who took the 2 grams of vitamin C a day. So that's going to, like I said, that's going to help you with your allergies, whether they're seasonal or whether they're indoor, because there's a lot of indoor allergens that, you know, unless you've been tested, you may not realize, but it certainly does. So, but anyway, that's kind of basically, you know,
like vitamin C, good stuff. And again, I would think that you do have some vitamin C over at your store. Tell us about the Natural Food Center and what are your hours of operation?
I do have some vitamin C at the store. I have a pretty good variety right now. I'm open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and Saturday, 9 to noon. And phone number's 251-4451. So give me a call. Come in and see me.
And do you also have a Facebook page or a web page as well?
I have both Facebook page and web page, so you can log on to those. Those are in the website's www.naturalfoodcenterks.com, and the Natural Food Center Facebook page is just pop in the Natural Food Center Inc. and it should pull up on Facebook. And I usually try to like do the post of things that I got some new stuff that came in yesterday, some new keto snacks.
There we go.
And some other stuff. So.
And I've been to the Natural Food Center. You could ask Jeannie. I was there a couple weeks ago. I got the tart cherry extract, got the magnesium chewies. The chewies are so good. I have to say that again to help, you know, supplement my magnesium. So it's been good. I went over there. It was awesome. It was good to see Jeannie outside of the studio instead of just always in studio and be able to just kind of hang out for a few minutes. And we hung out for a few minutes and talked and just had a pretty good time. So get over there to the Natural Food Center just a few blocks down the street from the station here. You can't miss it. It is on the north side of the road. Okay, I had to make sure I got my directions right. So on the north side of the road, so be sure to get on over there. You can't miss the sign. Big sign says Natural Food Center. Jeannie, thank you so much for coming in today, and we'll go ahead and let you go so you can head back down the road and get the Natural Food Center open, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people headed that direction.
All right, I'll see
you. All right, thank you very much, Jeannie Haynes from the Natural Food Center. We enjoy having her here on the first and third Thursday of every month. So we'll see her again. Let's see. Today's the 21st, so we'll see her again on June 4th. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll have Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening.